Yo, welcome to another amazing episode of the Dadcast. I have two of another set of my favorite people in the world. And these gentlemen are one little bro, one big bro, you know, good people, amazing hearts, fathers. You both have a son and a daughter. That's dope.
Yeah.
Ah, see, man, I'm learning how synchronicity and like how things have been coming together for this podcast. It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Like I've been having dudes that are in here like, oh, you both have fathers in your life, but you don't have children. Oh, you both have your fathers in your life and you do have children.
Right.
Neither one of you had fathers. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, you both have sons and daughters.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it until just now. Yo, so let me say this. Did you have your father in your life?
I did not.
You did not?
No, I mean, he was around and distant. He moved away when I was about 10.
Okay. So, and at any point, you can say, hey, this is none of your damn business. Okay? Like, I have no problem with you being rude or cutting me off. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at certain point, like, yo.
I don't.
You don't have to. Okay. No, neither do I. All right. So, dude moved out.
He got on. When he moved out. He moved out when I was young.
Okay. Fair indeed.
And
You have a stepdad, or was there? How did you learn the version of being the father that you are? Was it hurt? Was it Cliff Huxtable? Like
no, actually, it was fear.
Fear. Like yeah,
it's crazy. Because I was just talking to my son yesterday about some kids that I grew up with, and just watching how they grew up and some of the things that they experienced as adults.
And you're like,
time wasted, and
yeah,
and just not really focusing on, you know,
becoming a whole person, or
right,
being the best version of you, or taking care of your lineage, right?
Right.
Like, damn, like, come on, bro.
So when he was born, it was kind of like, man, I kind of got to get it together. I mean, I was...
How old were you when he was born?
I was 28, I think.
Yes, same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like...
Scary, ain't it?
Like, having like, I got to go back to school. I got to really focus on the type of individual that I wanted to be. I was kind of just... hanging around, really.
Okay.
You remember I was just coming to the shop.
Yeah.
Just talking about sports. I didn't really have a true focus, I guess. And then when we had him, it was kind of like, all right, what is it that you want to do? I kind of floated around in different things and different business opportunities, different careers, different... I found myself doing things that I never thought that I would want to do. So.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. I like that because I have a similar situation too. You know, just kind of trying to find yourself because you didn't have your dad and a lot of direction, you know? You were on the opposite end of the spectrum. Like, you had dad, right?
Yeah.
So, talk to me about dad. Like,
my dad was in my life up until about... my 10th, 11th grade year.
Okay.
He kind of got caught up in the drugs. By that time, he kind of instilled and molded how he wanted me to be.
Nice.
You know, so at that point, I kind of had a voice. My mom asked me, she said, you know what's going on with your dad? You know, how do you feel if we get a divorce? And I said, well, Mom, you know, it's kind of like, you don't know what you want to do.
Right, it is.
Right. He's not treating you right, you know, not doing us right, then you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
To keep us going in the right direction. So he had kind of instilled in me at that point in time.
That's awesome.
You know, who I should be, you know, as a man.
Do you have siblings?
I have two.
You have two. Where do you fit?
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest?
Yeah. Two older brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two older. Oh, okay. And where do you fit?
I'm the only child.
You're the only child. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So these dynamics, like I'm learning, you know.
Yeah.
I'm learning like how all these dynamics fit together. You know what I mean? Like how. Because I'm the oldest brother.
Okay.
And my mom kind of. She didn't kind of nothing. She she showed me how to be the man of the house.
Okay.
You know, yeah. She didn't force me to be, but she showed me how to be the man of the house. Like, look, man. She taught me how to drive at like 10 years old, you know?
Yeah.
She taught me like, look, this is cooking, this is this, you know, these are bills, you know, this is this.
Right.
She gave me a lot of man, I don't know what to call it, but like, not instincts, but like a lot of, principles and foundation.
Mm-hmm.
She guided me like, look, man, if something happens to me, you gotta drive me to the hospital, bro.
Right. Right.
I don't care how old you are. You get in your, you know what I mean? You get in this driver's seat and you drive us to this damn hospital. Sir, at 11. I'm like, okay, mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was different for me because I had to learn these lessons from a mother, from a woman. You know what I mean? I had my grandfather in my life, you know, one of my grandfathers, and I had my uncles. They were very instrumental, you know? And then a lot of my best friends' fathers, like all of my friends have amazing fathers in their lives. And my mother told me one day, she said, if you don't do anything right, you surround yourself with good people. I'm very proud of you for picking good friends and their families.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Much like you gentlemen, you know? Like, man, I love you guys, man. Legit. Like, I consider you guys brothers.
Likewise.
Respect. It's been amazing to, to go through this whole journey, you know, and figure out things, you know, sometimes on your own.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes you get lost. Sometimes you get lost, you know, as a young man. Sometimes you have no idea, I'll be right with you, sorry, where you're going or what you're going through.
Right.
You know, and it gets awkward. It's like, man. Especially without that dad, you know, when that dad gets lost or, you know, you've got an older gentleman, you know, who's, you know, like I said, my grandfather and my uncles. It's like, you know, I wanted my dad, but, you know, what about this or what about that?
Right.
So there's so many levels to this whole fathering journey.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And there is no...
No manual.
There's no manual, bro.
There's no
That's what I was about to say. There's no instruction. Like, all you can do is love.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was the hardest part for me because, like, just sometimes I would just talk. I know he get tired of talking or me talking to him.
And we're gonna get to that point.
Yeah.
You know, the next version of that. You
right.
Know, talking to the children.
And
you know, we can jump to that right now.
Yeah.
So we have children now. Y'all have sons. I don't. I have a daughter. So you're trying to prepare him and finish with, you know.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, it's just, I know sometimes he gets tired of me just repeating the same stuff to him, but he's at an age now where he used to be a cute little boy. He's not a cute little boy anymore.
He's a young man.
Right. And the world is changing around him in that the world is going to look at him as a young man, as a young black man.
Nice.
And... you know, I got to prepare him for that. And it's difficult sometimes because he's still in this, everyone enjoys me, everyone appreciates me. And the world is a very competitive place.
Right.
And sometimes it's harder for African-American men. I'm not going to say sometimes. It is harder for African-American men to be competitive. And, you know, people are going to look at him differently. People are going to talk about him differently than they did when he was in elementary school, than they will when he's in college or when he's in high school. So just me trying to prepare him for that can be not a difficult conversation, but it's one that I have to keep repeating to him over and over again so that when he when those situations present themselves, he's not shocked. He's not, you know, he's ready for it.
I don't know if that's actually a thing, to be honest. I didn't have dad, and he didn't prepare me, but I can honestly tell you, the day I turned 18 and the day I turned 21, I could legitimately feel the world treat me different.
Really?
Mm. It seemed like the world was put on notice that I was an 18-year-old black man. Mm. I was a 20-year-old black man, 21-year-old black man. It was amazing to me. And I was like, I walked outside and everyone treated me differently. Mm. And I was like, y'all didn't know it was my birthday. Y'all didn't know. You know what I mean? The man at the liquor store, or the man at the, you know what I'm saying, the grocery right. store, or the, you know, the woman, you know, driving down the street.
Right.
Y'all didn't know. Y'all wasn't putting on notice.
Right.
But I legitimately noticed the difference, the way the world treated me on those days from then on, from 18 to 21. I was like, what changed in me? Or what did y'all recognize that I did? I put this on notice,
right?
And the world treated me different, and it was so scary. You know what I'm saying? It was legit frightening. Like, especially, like I said, you guys had that, you know, to some extent.
Right.
I didn't. You know, dad was around, but like I said, anyway, we're gonna talk about that another day. I dip into that, you know, my dad conversation on occasions, but not right now. But man, it bugged me out, man. It really bugged me out. Like 18, I walked outside and I was like, yo, this is different.
Right.
21, yo, this is different. So I understand completely what you're saying, and it's scary, man. So what you want to do is provide your son with this amount of, you know, understanding and preparation. Mm-hmm. However, damn, can you really? Or is he prepared? Or did I do enough? Because the fear in that, back to the fear conversation, damn, what if I'm not here tomorrow?
Right.
Did I prepare my child? Did I give him enough to take care of himself, to not ruin himself or the world?
Yeah.
Right. If I'm not here tomorrow.
Right.
So that's a lot of fear for us, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. Because you don't wanna coach them up too soon. At the same time, you still gotta prepare them.
You still gotta prepare them. That's a right. cold twist, ain't it?
Right. Because you want them to enjoy their
youth. Yeah, be a kid.
Be a kid.
You know, because some of these kids are growing up too fast and they out here.
Right, right.
Wilding out.
But then at the same time.
But at the same time, be a kid. Enjoy yourself. Live your life. You know, then it's like, yeah, you can't be out here no dummy.
No, not at all.
Sheesh, man. This man.
This world is unforgivable. Unforgivable.
Unforgivable, yes.
Yes.
Ah. Yeah. So, with that said, let's cut this short a little bit today. And we'll revisit this another day. But this, and I'm going to throw this at you guys. I'm going to need you to think about this for a quick second. But what is something? I don't know, one thing, multiple things. What are some things that, one, you learned from your parents being in your life or not, what you had to learn, and what you want to impart and give to some other young men, as well as, you know, one day when you're not here, what is something that you want your sons to know and have? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, that's important for you to leave something for them, right? Like, what's some knowledge? What's some game? Right. What's some...
Well, the one thing that I learned from my mom is that she was just so... My mom was relentless. Like, no matter what happened...
That's all right.
She made it happen. Whether it was holidays... My mom used to work at Sizzler.
Wow.
And she had three boys, and she raised them by herself, and she made it happen. She made holidays happen.
That's awesome.
So... Where there's a will, there's a way. The one thing that I always remind my son.
Will, there's a way. You heard it. Where there's a will, there's a way.
the one thing I remind my son all the time is that money, you can make it, you can earn it, you can spend it, but time is the only currency that matters.
And woo!
We, you know, you can look around, you can drive around LA all day, and you can see people who got a lot of time to waste because they never use their time wisely. Mm. So that is the only thing that matters. And,
time.
You know, I mentioned earlier, I went back to school at 28. I went back because I wasn't using my time wisely.
Correct.
But now I had something to motivate me and to sort of...
Well, I got a good story for that too, but go ahead.
Provide me with some, I guess, direction.
Yes.
But, you know...
I like that.
If I... That's it. I mean, I guess it's just time, you know. Time is the...
I love
and especially him being so young in the world, you know, the way the internet just shrunk the world and made everything so competitive.
Woo!
You don't have time to waste anymore, you know? So, that's it.
Amen. Sir?
I would have to say, for my mom, just being patient. Being patient and focused, persistent on your dream.
Hmm.
And I say that because before I even got into medical school, I had to go to the post-bac program to prepare myself. I had to go through grad school for a master's in anatomy. And during this time, I'm still applying to medical school. I'm not getting in. People are telling me, no, you're not medical school material.
Mm.
But I had my mom coaching me and my dad from afar.
Yeah.
Like, hey, stick with it. Don't give
that's
up.
That's good.
But I could have easily, you know, given up. Because at the time, it wasn't easy.
Nah.
It wasn't easy grinding throughout those times.
Especially being shut down and being told no when you're
being told many a times.
Yeah.
But I stuck with it. I was persistent. And it finally...
Finally paid off.
Yeah, it paid off.
That's awesome.
Came to life.
Real quick. One of my friend's moms... I'm gonna share this with him one day. I don't think my best friend knows this story, but his mom is my mentor, and she told me one day, she pulled me aside, she said, man, my son's about to graduate, I won't say what college, but illustrious college. She said, my son's about to graduate from college, and you're smarter than he is, and you're not in college. She said, how old are you? I said, well, I'll be 22 in, you know, next month. Basically, like, right now. Like, it was, you know, Christmas time. And my birthday's next month, so I'll be 41. And at the time, I was like, you know, well, I'm 21. I'll be 22 next month. She said, yeah, well, guess what? It takes 4 years to graduate from college.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be 26. In 4 years, whether you want to or not. You're going to be 26 with a degree or without a degree. You choose. Long story long, I was 26 with my degree.
There we go.
You get what I'm saying? Like, and she gave me that, and I was just like, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I had to have it put to me like that. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what, you know, similar story. Like, you know, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I wasn't sure, you know, what the big picture was, you know? Mm-hmm. But I was just like, I was a hustler. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know. You know, I grew up around, you know, some real hood cats and some drug dealers. And, you know, I had all these family members. I'm the first one on both sides of my family to graduate from college.
Mm. That's what's up. That's up.
On both sides.
Yeah.
Like, but they kept saying, oh, go to college, get over. I'm like, what? Ain't none of y'all went to college. Or what do y'all tell me? How y'all gonna tell me? Y'all don't know how to fill out a college app?
Right.
Y'all not gonna show me how to?
Right.
How do I go to college?
Right.
And all y'all talking about, go to college, be, you know, what the Army used to say all the time?
Be
all you can be, you know what I'm saying? Be all you can be. I'm like, man, what? How I'm gonna do that? How? Where? Y'all ain't filled out a college app yet. A few of y'all have, but y'all dropped out. Some of it's just junior college, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So for me, it was really difficult, you know, but getting older and seeing some of my friends, you know, go off to college and do their thing, and then having my best friend's mom really speak that life into me for once, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it was kind of like that Rich Dad, Poor Dad book, you know what I mean? You know?
Mm-hmm.
It was like Rich Mom saying, hey man, you're smart. Go to college. You can do this.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I guess I can, huh? And it finally took shape, you know? So the first time, I don't know if I shared this story with you guys, but the first time I ever heard the Spirit speak to me, or, you know, for all of you who are atheists or whoever you are, you know, whatever you want to believe in, I heard a different voice speak in my mind the first day that I picked up my daughter. And the Spirit said, raise your daughter the way you wish you would have been raised.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, huh, yeah, huh. Like, imagine picking up, not Lil D, not Junior, but you. Right. Not right. Lil Man, but you. Not Mark Junior, but Mark.
Right.
Imagine picking yourself up,
right.
Raising yourself the way you wish you would have been raised.
Mm-hmm.
You're far more patient. You're far more understanding and loving and guiding, you know? So that helped me, you know, one, become a better parent. And that's what this podcast is about. You know what I mean? Being a better parent.
Right.
Not
right.
just for ourselves.
Right.
Because being a better parent helps us be better people. One. Because once you realize, like, yo, I'm responsible for a whole nother life. Like, this person cannot breathe, cannot achieve, cannot bring a better lineage, cannot respect him or herself, or not screw somebody over.
Right.
Unless I do what's best for myself and then provide for them. You know? And that's not easy. That's kind of very stressful. You know what I mean? Like, the thought process daily is like, oh snap.
Right.
Like, I gotta show up to work on time.
Right.
Like, oh snap. Like, I gotta be a better version of myself, or, you know, leave all of this on this planet, because Lord knows who and where I'll be tomorrow.
Right.
You know? So I'm glad we're having this conversation. It's pretty dope, man, and we're gonna revisit it on another time.
Hopefully,
you know. Yeah. Oh no, ain't no hopefully, yeah. Brother. We definitely gonna get this back going, man. And I'm grateful for your time, both of you, man. You were amazing, man, and I want to give you that love and that shout out, because I've learned a lot from you on several different levels. You know what I mean? From playing ball with y'all, from you know what I mean? From you know, watching you raise your sons, from you guys complimenting me on, you know, dealing with my daughter, you know, from me not having a son and watching you guys raise yours, you know. So I just want to give you guys much respect and much love, and just say peace, Kings. Be great. Continue. Happy holidays. And, man, much love to you both, man.
Back at you, man.
We're going to keep it going. All right, man. Peace and love. Hey. This is Mark, another episode of the Dadcast. Check me out. Please hit me up on my IG, The Mark of Genius, and or send me an email, themarkofgenius@gmail.com. Do not spell my name wrong. It's M-A-R-C. I'd rather you call me Walter or Barry or whatever the hell you want to call me, but just don't spell my name wrong, okay? I'm serious about that. Just don't spell my name wrong. So, just goofing around, having a good time, chopping it up with my fellas. Please hit me up as soon as you can. Love you guys. Peace and blessings to you all. And I hope you all have a great holiday. 2020 is around the corner. And it's all about that 2020 vision. Let's go get it. Let's see it clearly and focus. And, you know, holler at your boy if you need me. Peace and blessings.